The presentation of Jesus' final moment in John's Gospel differs from the Synoptic Gospels. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Jesus' final moments are described as loud cry, followed by his death. Is this final cry to awaken the world? Then dramatic events unfold, sudden darkness, the tearing of the temple curtain, and the shaking of the earth. It seems to be a scene in which Jesus testifies not as a sinner, but as the Savior of the world. On the other hand, the Gospel of John doesn't present such dramatic events. After receiving the sour wine, Jesus said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. It seems to depict Jesus fulfilling the mission entrusted by God by willingly drinking the cup of God. Peter perceived the cup of God as a cup of power, a cup of violence to overcome others. However, the true cup of God was not a cup that crushes others, but a cup of life that saves. There are two instances in the Gospel of John where wine is mentioned. One is at the famous wedding feast at Cana, where Jesus performed his first miracle by turning water into wine. He breathed new life into the dull wedding feast, which had run out of wine. The other is when, before carrying the cross, Jesus mentioned the cup given by God. These two sins, the first miracle of his ministry and the last moment before the cross, are connected. The cup of God is not a cup of death, but a cup that gives life. And its fulfillment is shown by Jesus' death. At first, Jesus seemed to accept this cup in the role of a cup bearer, fulfilling God's will. But it seems that the wedding at Cana intervened at the moment, and he realized that he was not just a cup bearer, but cup sharer. Jesus' death and resurrection transformed us from mere bearers to sharers. And just as Jesus' ministry of bringing vitality to life did not end with the crucifixion, God desires that we continue this ministry of vitality. In other Gospels, Jesus speaks 7 times while hanging on the cross. But today I want to focus on three statements of Jesus as presented in the Gospel of John. The first statement concerns his mother and the beloved disciple. In verses 26 to 27, it says, "When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, 'Woman, here is your son.' Then he said to the disciple, 'Here is your mother.' And from that time on, this disciple took her into his home." The ministry of life that Jesus desires goes beyond blood ties to include relationships of love. It is a proclamation that goes beyond caring only for my family, my relatives, my friend, my children, and my parents, to include all Christians in the midst of life together, forming one family. Wasn't it our Lord who said that whoever does the will of his heavenly Father is his mother, his brother, and his sister? May you and I become those who can continue the ministry of life of Jesus by serving one another in love, even when they are parts of our relationship that we may not like. Second statement is a profoundly human expression spoken in the midst of the shedding of much blood and suffering. I am thirsty. It is a statement of intense pain. It signifies Jesus' empathy with all those who groan and thirst in the midst of suffering. Jesus identifies with those who suffer deeply and shares their thirst. He shares the thirst of lives pushed to the brink by poverty and disease. And he shares in the thirst of all humanity that suffers from oppression and exploitation. Like the words of John 4:14, whoever drinks from the water that I will give will never be thirsty again. The water that I give will become in those who drink it a spring of water that bubbles up into eternal life. Finally, on the cross, Jesus declares, "It is finished." This means that he has accomplished the mission of salvation. It is a proclamation that Jesus has fulfilled the mission of saving life, not for himself, but for the will of God. It signifies the paradoxical love of Jesus, who gave himself completely to fulfill the will of God, giving life through death. The Via Dolorosa, the way of suffering that Jesus walked, knows no logic of human strength, no logic of conquering to survive, no logic of calculation. He simply shared the cup of life that God gave him from the beginning to the end of his ministry, as one who must fulfill his duty. Now it's our turn to go forward. Let us who enjoy the new life convey the value of the new life to the thirsty people with a heart of love. And may we also be able to confess that we have accomplished everything when our life comes to an end. Let us pray. Gracious God, who walks with us even now, please be with us so that we may continue the mission of life that you have given us. Sometimes we thirst on the way of this mission. In those moments, please help us to quench our thirst with the living water that only you can provide, so that we may fully fulfill the mission of new life. Enable us to offer our lives to the mystery of suffering and salvation. We pray in the name of Jesus, who has conquered death and given us life. Amen.